Exercise 2. Page 94.
Into the unknown. Jill Haneth grew up watching the Apollo space missions on TV, dreaming of becoming an astronaut. Life, though, took her in the opposite direction. Whereas astronauts rocket into space, Jill plunges into the ocean depths as one of the world's top cave divers. She has had her stunning photographs published worldwide and won awards for her documentaries. But in addition to all this, she's a record breaker. She spent 21 hours underwater to get the world record for distance travelled underground and became the first woman to cave dive in the Antarctic. It was that expedition to the Antarctic in 2000 that really made Jill's name. She was heading to B-15, the largest iceberg on the planet, about the size of Jamaica, to explore the caves in it, even though she didn't even know if there were any there. This sounds like a big enough leap of faith, but the iceberg had just broken away from the Ross ice shelf and was moving at the time, and any disturbance, even a few air bubbles, could cause the cave to collapse. After sailing for 12 days in rough seas from New Zealand and following in the footsteps of Ernest Shackleton and his historic expeditions, Jill and her team finally arrived at B-15. As she dived into a deep crack in the ice, Jill descended over 130 feet, the only sound coming from her oxygen tank. As the cave opened out, she discovered a diverse undersea world.
"We found a dazzling world of sea stars and other curious creatures."
But the threat of disaster was always there. At one point, Jill felt a movement in the ice like an earthquake. And it was only later that she found out that a piece of ice had crashed into the entrance to the cave. If she had been near, she would have been killed. On her final dive, Jill and her diving partner were trapped by strong currents and only managed to escape by finding small handholds in the ice wall and pulling themselves along. Just 2 hours later, the iceberg shattered, leaving massive pieces of ice floating on the surface. And two very relieved divers. As she rather calmly put it,
"The cave was gone."
These kind of incidents would put most divers off for life, but Jill freely embraces her fear. She often gives multimedia presentations on what she learned. She says that we mustn't avoid doing things that frighten and challenge us. To her, fear is an important part of life, and as she puts it,
"If you don't chase fear, then you'll be running away from it for the rest of your life."
One of the reasons that Jill is brave enough to face such dangerous expeditions is her confidence in technology. On her Antarctic expedition, special equipment was essential. She wore a heated wetsuit in the minus 1.2 degrees Celsius water, and instead of an air tank, she had a rebreather, a device like a spacesuit that recycles the bubbles you exhale along with extra oxygen. Even though she hasn't made it into space yet, her work may affect future space missions.
"I was experimenting with a 3D mapping device that cost almost £470 million. One day NASA hopes to send this to the underwater caves of Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter,"
Jill said. It seems that the girl that dreamt of outer space but ended up in the depths of the oceans may finally have the best of both worlds.